This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My next guest on the Friday Morning Show is an actor who's had a pretty impressive list of credits to his name on TV and on the big screen, starring in movies such as The Matrix and Wolverine, plus TV shows All Saints, Home and Away, and currently Wentworth. For the very first time in the Joy Studios, Socrates Otto. Welcome to Joy, Socrates.
Thank you.
Socrates. You grew up in Sydney.
Yes, I did.
Right. And when did you first discover your acting bug? Was it a particular time that you remember at school or?
It was actually at school. So very early on, actually, yeah, I was very intrigued by acting and singing and, you know, drama. So it was way early on, absolutely. A very long time ago, actually, now.
Do you remember your first production at school?
Believe it or not, it was a nativity play. I played Jesus.
Really?
Not Jesus, Joseph.
Do you know what? I barely remember this, but I think it was in primary school, actually. Mm. I did the nativity play, and I've never told the story on air before. Anyway. I had three roles in the one production. I was in the chorus, I played Joseph, and at the end I played Santa Claus. So I had a couple of quick changes.
Wow.
It was quite fun. And I remember doing Silent Night as a solo, and I went for the high note and my voice cracked. I just stood there, I was like petrified.
How was the response to that?
I think it was good, but the rest of the company just sort of, you know, joined in and, okay, let's help you out. It's all good.
Sure.
It's all fine.
I didn't get to sing in mine. Thank God.
Oh, thank God for that. Now, you attended the prestigious acting school in Sydney, NIDA.
Yes.
Which is, of course, amazing talent that have come from that school. Mm-hmm. Cate Blanchett, Hugo Weaving, mm-hmm. and Baz Luhrmann, to name a few. Mm-hmm. What did you learn about yourself during your time at NIDA? Or as an actor, because obviously I've read somewhere that you didn't think that you'll get into NIDA. Is that right?
No, I didn't think I'd get into NIDA because I didn't necessarily fit into the box. Mind you, I was going along the stereotype that people that were going to NIDA were, you know, a certain type of look.
Mm,
you know, I've always been a little bit left of centre, so to speak. But I think because prior to that, I was at university and I did an honours degree in writing and literature. So I was very studious in terms of, I was highly read, you know, so I knew my Shakespeare's and I knew... you know, a lot of my dramas, and therefore I think that's what got me in, you know, that I was so in tune with the text and knew how to speak it and deliver it, and I think that that's what intrigued people, that I didn't necessarily fit into the box, but I was so, I had a deep understanding about dramatic texts.
You graduated in 2000 and you went to do a few movies. You've done local productions and overseas. Now, overseas productions, you've been in Matrix and Wolverine. Now, for the Wolverine role...
They shot those here, though.
Oh, okay. Was it here?
Yeah, they shot those here.
Fantastic. But Hollywood budget, you know, they do things differently in Hollywood. Everything takes a long time.
They do.
And you were on set for like over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But it wasn't much time on screen.
No, it was like about blink and you miss me.
My bank account
didn't bother in my bank account. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Good experience for you being in the Hollywood
Absolutely,
blockbuster.
Absolutely. Straight out of drama school, and you know, being privy to that, you know, how something like that, a Hollywood film, you know, is orchestrated. It was fascinating, and also watching, you know, working alongside Keanu Reeves and Carrie and Moss. Yeah, and the Wachowski brothers, you know, it was breathtaking, you know, absolutely, yeah.
Because when they shoot in Hollywood, you've done films in overseas before,
also
haven't you?
Overseas,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, they shoot very differently because over here everything's a smaller budget and it's quite fast.
Well, absolutely, yeah, it's to a point, Leo, but at the same time, it's kind of the same thing, you know. You get onto set and it's the same formula, you know. There's lots of waiting around, but it's the same, primarily the same setup, you know. Yeah, it's just a different budget, really. really.
Television is another beast that you have been heavily involved in. Over the years, you've been in so many dramas, Young Lions, All Saints, and, of course, Home and Away. Of course, probably our listeners will probably know from Home and Away.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Robinson,
yeah.
Quite a complex character, a detective yeah. on the show. What appealed to you? What appealed that role to you? What made you take on that role?
Well, also, he was quite left of centre.
He was
quite eccentric. He didn't fit into any box, no. Which is kind of, I think, what I get cast in a lot of the time is someone that's not quite ordinary, you know. It has characteristics that are, you know, a bit perplexing and puzzling, but also very intriguing. I think that's what really attracted me. He wasn't necessarily a character that they've had before on Home and Away. And I remember Cameron Walsh at the time, who was producing the show, said this is our first character that's coming in and he's actually taking the rug from under everyone in Home and Away. So that was great, you know. That was great to attack.
Shows like Home and Away and obviously Wentworth enjoy a lot of success in the UK.
Yes.
Right, and a lot of actors go over to the UK to do these pantomimes. You ever been tempted to...
I was asked that actually
really?
This morning, and I
okay.
thought, absolutely. I mean, I'm willing to do stuff that I haven't done before. Yeah, it's not out of the question. Absolutely.
I saw The King and I last night, the opening night for The King and I,
right.
and which stars Lisa McCune, who is Aussie TV royalty. She's been in so many dramas and won so many awards. You've done a lot of theatre over the years as well. Do you have a dream role in theatre that you're wishing to come your way?
Oh, it's interesting, Leo. I've done quite a lot of theatre stuff. I have played Hamlet, and I have played Pedro Bañez, which is the Spanish Hamlet. I've worked with Frantic Assembly, which is a Scottish physical-based company, and they've come they worked here in Australia on a two-hander, which was primarily a physical theatre piece. I've kind of exhausted a lot of those roles, and I think that's why I wanted to focus more on television and film and expand, you know, my range there. Going back to what you said, pantomime, I haven't done anything like that, so...
Well, there you go, you know, musical theatre.
Even if we can go full circle and go back to a nativity play, pantomime, well, you know, who knows?
My special guest this morning is actor Socrates Otto. He is currently starring in Wentworth. Stick around, plenty more to talk about, including your role on Wentworth.
Sure.
My special guest this morning is actor Socrates Otto. Now, you are currently starring in Wentworth,
that's
which
right.
is a huge drama on Foxtel. Our audience loves Wentworth, I just have to say. Their community is a great supporter of, I think it's all about the whole prisoner thing and the whole reimagining of this new show
sure.
has really, I guess, captured the hearts of the community.
Mm.
And last year, you auditioned for the role of Maxine Conway. What attracted you to the role of a transgender character, and how did you prepare for the role?
Well, a few months prior, I worked on Carlotta, the telemovie Carlotta. So I met Carlotta, and she was instrumental in really kind of allowing me to discern exactly what trans meant. Because I, you know, for me, it was just a black and white term. And through working on the show, I realized that the term trans is kind of an umbrella term, that it means so many different things, and they keep changing and evolving. But it also was a kind of a coming together of sorts, in not only that I had worked on Carlotta and I sort of started to understand about the transgender community, but also Wentworth itself is such a revolutionary program on Australian television, and working with that cast, and it was a once in a lifetime opportunity really to play a trans character. So rather than try and facilitate what it's like to be a transgender person or someone that wants to transition, I kind of tapped into, through my research of speaking to trans people or reading or watching documentaries on trans people, that I focused on the psychology. And the psychology being that a lot of trans people feel alienated, ostracized, and they really just want to belong. You know, they want to feel loved. And really, at the end of the day, we all share the same vulnerabilities and anxieties and propulsions and fears and attractions. And again, at the end of the day, the only difference between men and women is merely anatomy. So I focused on the psychology of that, of what it's like to actually feel alone and not fit, you know, not necessarily within the same body, but within society. And that was my way into playing the transgender character.
Maxine made her way onto the show this week. And I have to say the writers on the show, because they've done a wonderful job with the character.
Yeah.
And working with such amazing women on the show as well. In the next few weeks, there's going to be some really turning points for your character, and including a wonderful scene with B. Smith. What was it like filming those scenes?
Incredible, really incredible. B. Smith represents the woman that Maxine always wanted to be.
But yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of, again, serendipitous that Maxine comes into jail, and she's forced by fate, I guess, to be associated with B. Smith, and they do create a very strong bond and help each other and learn about each other. You know, Danielle's fantastic as well. You know, very open. Yeah, and the writers, again, I got to give credit to the writers, because it wasn't a character that they thought would introduce for titillation, you know, purposes. It's actually very sensitive, and they've researched and done a lot of groundwork for representing this character in the most honest way they can, you know, with a lot of respect to the transgender community.
I first met you at the Wentworth launch a few weeks ago,
yeah.
And I met a few of the cast there as well. And one thing that really was apparent from that night was how close everyone is. It seems like an amazing group of actors.
Yeah, Leo, it is. It's probably the closest cast I've ever worked with, and you know, a show that I've worked on. I think because they all started season one on the reimagining of Prisoner, that, you know, this was a huge, huge task to undertake, and they really didn't know what the result would be. So they all came together. You know, they knew they were doing something quite special and precious, but also, you know, there were so many question marks. And I think watching the response and then going to season two and three, it's just you know, cemented that, you know, and they know they're on something that's, as you said, your listeners are responding so well too, that they know they're producing something that's resonating incredibly around the world, you know.
Yeah. Now, we can't give too much away, but just tell us what's in store for Maxine over the coming weeks.
Oh,
your character, Maxine Conway.
There's a lot in store. It's very confronting. It's very confronting what happens to her in the jail. She's just trying to find a place, you know. I can't really reveal too much, because, you know, because it would be wonderful.
Some
just
great
to,
stuff coming up.
Yeah, just to see it as it occurs. Yeah.
Now, finally, you mentioned Carlotta before.
Yes.
Because I've seen, I guess, a few previews and a few photographs and stuff going around the place, starring Jessica Murray and Alex Dimitriadis. I can't wait for this production. What was that like working on that show?
It's terrific. Yeah. I've got a bit of a love affair with Jess Murray.
And she's gorgeous,
oh,
isn't she?
She's more than gorgeous.
Girl.
Girl, boy, whatever she is, you know, she's terrific. I love her. I love her to death. And Samantha Lang, who directed the show as well, is someone that I've always wanted to work with since I saw The Well, a film she did with Pamela Rabe, who plays Joan Ferguson in Wentworth, and Miranda Otto years ago. So that was absolute easy incentive to want to do Carlotta. It was terrific. It was absolutely terrific to be part of.
Now, make sure you catch Wentworth every Tuesday night at 8:30 on Foxtel Soho Channel. It's a fantastic local drama, amazing scripts, amazing cast. And I've seen a few of the upcoming episodes, and boy, there's some great storylines coming up, so stay tuned. Socrates Otto, thank you so much for joining me on the show
this morning. Leah. Thank you.
And all the best for the rest of the season. And season three has been commissioned, so they'll be on screen next year, hopefully very soon. We can't get enough of Wentworth, so thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.